Ranger Candy Coffee Company is a veteran-owned, handcrafted premium coffee roaster located in Shoehorn Bend, Arkansas. They offer a variety of single-origin and flavored coffee. Their coffee is roasted and packaged by husband and wife duo Larry and Sierra Littlefoot. Ranger Candy Coffee Company has also partnered with Disabled American Veterans, a 501c4 nonprofit that supports combat veterans in their post-war readjustment process. They donate a portion of their profits to them as a way to give back. So when you shop at Ranger Candy Coffee Company, know that you are supporting not only a veteran-owned small business, you are also supporting an outstanding veterans nonprofit. Check out Ranger Candy Coffee Company's selection of special blends, K-Cup, single origin and flavor coffee at rangercoffeecandycompany.com. Use promo code Andres Segovia and get free shipping on your order. So go to rangercandycoffeecompany.com, choose your blend, size, and brew, and taste America in every sip.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Andres, and I'm doing another tech stream. It's been a while. In fact, I think I did about 30 Tech Talk episodes where I answer questions regarding my episodes on tech, give you behind the scenes of what I'm testing, what I'm looking forward to in the tech sphere, and things like that. So I feel like I should do another one because there's a lot of tech news that I couldn't get to because I was just very busy in the production schedule on other episodes that took precedence over it, or priority over it. But hey, let me know in the comment section below. Would you like to see more of that? Come back. I can try making that on a schedule basis so I could take your questions live on the air. And because this is a bit of an offshoot episode that I wasn't planning on shoot, I don't have any of my props on me. So I'm going to be relying on the browser to give you a highlight and idea of some of the stuff that I do have that I'm working on in the background for all of you. But before I get into any of that, this is my website, www.theandresagova.com, where anything and everything about me is here. You can download my app if you're on Android and get that installed. You can also install the web app for those of you on Safari. Yes, it's all definitely here. So this is the best place to consume the content, stay in touch with me, and check out what's in the socials. I activated my blog. That's very important. It's going to come in handy here in a moment. So this is what my blog looks like, where I cover and highlight articles and news that just I don't have time to either do a podcast on or are just better formatted for writing. But anyway, having said that, I want to highlight a couple of things. One being this, I ended up getting the Remarkable 2. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, then you're probably missing out on some of the updates that I give into this. You can find a post that I did regarding this. My unboxing video and first impressions is coming. I believe the first Monday after this stream goes up. But the review will be on the blog section of my site. It just felt more right to highlight this one as a written or a write-up review instead of a video review. So stay tuned for that. But definitely my episode where I give you my unboxing and first impressions are coming up. Believe me, this thing has really facilitated how I work on my manuscripts for my third book in my romantic comedy series, The Many Misadventures of Enoch Bellagio, available on Amazon. Okay, so the other thing that I just got the green light on that I'm excited about is I will finally be able to test the Pixel 7 Pro. I ended up getting it in the, did they call it snow? Yeah, in the snow color, the Pixel 7 Pro. I ended up getting the Pixel stand for it too because I like how it turns into a Google Home thingy magic. But the reason I held off is because I didn't want to unseal it until Google received my trade-in Pixel device that I thought I got lost back in Halloween. I sent that thing, what is it, the 9th? I sent it like 3 weeks ago. It got lost in transit, apparently. And then yesterday, I get a notification from Google that they did receive it. So I waited for word they were going to send me the $300 refund or credit for this phone with the trade-in of my Pixel 4. And that's, I think it was 64 gigabyte model, and they approved it. So I got a big discount on the Pixel 7 Pro. I'm excited to test it. I have seen Jerry rig everything where there's some build quality concerns. I'll be testing it for myself and letting you know what I think ultimately. But I think what I'm most interested in testing out this device, I mean, it's the whole Pixel experience. So I have had Pixel 2. I had the Pixel 4, the small ones. So this is the first time I actually get the larger model of these devices. And it's meant to be a keepsake, but ultimately it's for this. I am going to install Calyxo S on it. I'm going to use Google Stock for the time being, but then there will come a time where I'm just going to wipe it clean and do a clean install Calyxo S. And it's really easy to transform this back into a stock Google Android. I did that with my Pixel 4. It was very painless through the browser. Really cool. But I'm excited about getting Calyxo OS on proper hardware finally, because I always felt I had a compromise with a Pixel, but now it looks like I'll be able to have the hardware and the software that I want and be able to use it as a daily driver, which I'm counting on. Currently, the Cheetah codename beta release for in Calyxo OS is on beta. So it was the last build was released on November 2nd. I'll keep an eye on that when it's more final or more pristine. Then I'll install it on the Pixel 7 Pro. So for those of you that are curious about that experience, by all means, let me know in the comment section down below. Follow me across the socials. I'm actually going to highlight how many different socials I'm on, so you can catch me on any of those at the Andres Segovia. But the big deal here is that you'll be able to ask me questions of what you want me to test and see on a Calyxo OS running on a Pixel 7 Pro. You know, I think that's going to be like the flagship of the Google devices, but we'll have to wait and see. Speaking along with Google, this is one that I find very odd. And Paige had a refresh. Fantastic. I'm doing a stream. So I'm not going to tell you the makeup of how I set up my smart home, but I will tell you some of the stuff that I do use. And I do use some Google products, Google Nest products, for the makeup of my smart home. I noticed that some of these new devices don't work with the Google Nest app. So I have the, it's not a Google Nest app, it's just Nest, and then Google acquired them. So I have the Nest app, and I'm probably gonna flash it really quick. So loading it up here. So I monitor my stuff through the Nest app, but some of the new devices that I installed don't, the feeds don't appear on the Nest app. They appear on the Google Home app. And that I found odd. I'm like, okay, so how do I merge them? And I couldn't. I couldn't merge them. And I found a Gizmodo article from September 2021 where it was talking about that frustration, and Google at the time saying that they understood the frustration of the basically dual experience where some products of the newer generation only work on Google Home app, the more legacy products work with the Nest app, and even though it says Google Nest, you have to use the Google Home app to program it and install it, and your camera feed and notifications will not make it to the Nest app. What? So right now I have a fracture where some of my feeds are coming to the Nest app and the other ones are coming to the Google Home app. And that is frustrating because there's a doorbell that works on one and not the other. And it's sometimes it's I miss those notifications. So just giving you a heads up that 1 year later, Google still hasn't fixed it. And I think I understand finally why. Because I have had this frustration for a couple of months now, but I believe I understand why this is going on. They're trying to basically roll all the Nest features into the Google Home app to have a singular experience, which I'm okay with. It's just that Google being Google loves to fracture their experiences. The Google Meet, Google Chat and all that, Hangouts, Google Messaging, Google Voice. There's so many different things that they do, and then they try to roll them all up in, forgetting that they build a fan base for each of those. You know, it becomes really frustrating. And when it comes to smart home devices, especially for those that are not as tech savvy, this is incredibly frustrating. So I hope this thing is patched up. It's been a year, Google. Hurry up. So just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, I got a couple more things to highlight because, looking at it here, actually, I should show you. The earbuds, I actually have the first generation. I had the first generation Pixel Buds that were wired, awful product. Then I had the first generation Pixel Buds. They weren't called Pro, but they were the wireless version. So this is the generation before this one. Now this is the Pixel Buds Pro. I like the technology. I'm not interested in this device. I like the look and feel of the OG Pixel Buds, the ones before this one. what I don't like about it is that the battery doesn't last for crap. So it's like I always get frustrated with it because I'm like, oh, you're dying already, especially when one side dies over the other. And I didn't even use it all that much. So I found that very disappointing. So I'm technically in the market for new truly wireless earbuds, even though I have my over-the-ear ones, but there's a time and place for each of these products. So I've had my eyes on a product from Porsche Design that's truly wireless earphones, the PDT60. So there's the sport version, which is a little cheaper than this. I have handled that one. I haven't handled this one. There's the more premium materials. I did pre-order this, but because of the supply chain crisis, Porsche, they canceled my order. But it looks like now they have them in stock. It still takes about 2 weeks to ship out. And I haven't held these things in person, so I am curious about them. Based on the specifications, they seem to hit all the right numbers. It's water resistant up to IPX5, Bluetooth 5.0, automatic noise cancellation. And let's see. And they supposedly are lightweight. I did hold the sport one, as I mentioned. They felt very, very light. I just didn't think it was worth the price. I'm curious about this one. It's supposed to be aluminum and leather, so maybe that'll make up for the one. I don't mean like leather tips. Those are rubber or silicone for the ears. I'm talking about the case for the earphones. So I'm curious about trying these out in person. I do have some Porsche Design products. They're my go-to. I always say if there is a company that sums up my taste and style and look and feel, that would be Porsche Design. And never mind that Porsche is also my favorite vehicle, that one day my vehicle will grow up to be. Okay. And I think that's it. I said I was going to show you real quick all the socials that I'm on. So for anyone that's interested, can check me out across all these socials at the Andres Segovia, with the exception of Twitter. Twitter's _ Andres Segovia. And with the stuff that's been going on with Elon Musk, I might become active there. Right now, Twitter's a mirroring service, so I just throw like a lot of my posts that way. I'm not on it technically, but every now and then I'll check some updates because I get notifications. And if I find someone I'm trying to reach that's not available on these other platforms, not even Instagram, then I look for them on Twitter and ask them a question through there. So that's what the experience is like. But anyway, that's it for this one. Thank you so very much for watching this long. Again, if you have any questions about my Pixel 7 Pro test that I eventually will install CalyxOS, send me your questions. If you want me to do another tech stream or bring the series back, let me know in the comment section down below, and I'll look to see how I can adapt it to my schedule. Good luck to you on the Project Rock Under Armour headphones over the ear. And stay tuned for my unboxing and ultimately written review of video unboxing and then written review of the Remarkable 2 paper e-ink tablet. Looking forward to sharing my thoughts with you there. And then like, share, subscribe, stay to know wherever you're watching, following, listening. I appreciate you all. Thank you so very much. And that's where I'll leave. I'll see you in the next one.